Good morning with your Central Coast headlines. I'm Scott Taylor. Last month, the Trump administration gave the green light to open more than 1.2 million acres of California land to oil exploration and drilling. Yesterday, several conservation groups filed suit against the Bureau of Land Management, claiming the BLM had violated federal law by not considering the potential impacts of fracking on public health and recreation. The BLM claims its studies show no adverse impacts to the environment due to fracking that could not be alleviated. Last month's BLM order could affect the Santa Ynez Mountains, the Cayucas and Whale Rock Reservoir, Montaña de Oro State Park, and even Morro Rock, just to name a few. CHP officers arrested two people involved in a high-speed chase through San Luis Obispo County yesterday. According to a press release, the pursuit began in San Luis Obispo and reached speeds of 100 miles an hour. It came to an end when the driver lost control and hit a tree in Atascadero. The driver and passenger suffered minor injuries. The driver is facing felony auto theft and reckless driving charges. And Governor Gavin Newsom announced yesterday a plan to decrease the number of homeless people in the state. The governor was in Los Angeles, where he announced the area was receiving $250 million in state aid. He also said state-owned land and emergency shelter trailers are being handed over to local authorities to house people. Speaking to reporters, Newsom said he knows homelessness can be solved.
Don't for a second fall to the cynicism and the failed belief system that this issue is too big and it has to be with us permanently.
With your Central Coast headlines, I'm Scott Taylor.